USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Floodwaters are literally rushing toward downtown Midland, Michigan, forcing 10,000 people out of their homes. Officials say that downtown area could end up being under 9 feet of water within the next few hours. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency after two dams breached upstream from the city of 42,000 following several days of rain. Restaurants and retail stores in Connecticut are welcoming customers back today. It means all 50 states are now at least partially reopened after shutdowns against the coronavirus. Health officials say Americans still risk becoming infected, though, the virus now having sickened more than 1.5 million people in the United States and killing nearly 92,000. Former WWE wrestler Shad Gaspard's body's been found this morning off Venice Beach, California, after he was swept away in a riptide last week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Reaction continues to come in to the news that President Trump says he's been taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine to try to prevent getting COVID-19. Dr. John Carlo with the Texas Medical Association says now since the president has said that, it's becoming harder to get, and that's hurting some lupus patients who do actually need the medication to survive.
To be in that type of a situation and not be able to access your prescription because it's being taken by other people that really for no therapeutic benefit, I mean, that's really unfortunate.
The doctors said studies show hydroxychloroquine does not prevent the virus anyway and might actually cause health problems, which is what he says hospitals certainly don't need right now. Vice President Mike Pence visiting Orlando today. He's expected to bring good news for the tourism industry there as he'll meet with the governor and tourism officials to possibly discuss reopening some attractions. He'll also visit a nursing home. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo still being pressed about a growing controversy concerning the firing by President Trump of an independent government watchdog at the State Department.
The president has the unilateral right to choose who he wants to be his inspector general at every agency in the federal government.
Pompeo telling a briefing this morning he should have recommended the firing of Department Inspector General Steve Linnick some time ago, though he did not elaborate. Linnick was reportedly investigating some of Pompeo's actions and conduct. Pompeo called some reports about the investigations crazy and rejected the assertions that the firing was some sort of political retaliation. Pompeo did ask Trump to fire Linnick, and the president complied, but the firing has raised bipartisan concerns on Capitol Hill. A Denver man is in custody for allegedly shooting a Waffle House employee over a COVID-19-related dispute a few days ago. Police say the man walked into the restaurant not wearing a mask. He was told by a line cook that they would deny him service if he didn't put a mask on. The suspect refused, then allegedly threatened the cook to make his food anyway, and when the cook refused to do so, the suspect shot him in the chest. Wall Street stocks have been higher in morning trading, the Dow up nearly 400 points at times, or 1.5%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.